So when I've been describing this service to people, either as we began tonight or when I've been telling people about what I have to do over the course of Holy Week, or when I've been trying to encourage people to come to this service, I've been intentionally describing the portion that we've done up until now in ways that should echo other traditions around telling sacred stories. When we light a fire and gather around it to tell the stories that are important to us, which is an act that we have been doing for thousands of years, that we do across cultures and across religious traditions. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to try doing the fire here, so we could keep it going, although I think the wind disagreed with us, so that we would have it going as we told those stories, as we heard the stories of our faith. There's something profound and intense about that to me. But of course, as the fire going out proves, but also as the news this week has proved, fire is unpredictable and often dangerous. So I don't know if it's only because of the dramatic and well-covered story of the fire in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, but it wasn't the only fire that I noticed showing up in my news feeds this week as I tracked what was happening in the world. There was, of course, a number of black churches burned in arson in Louisiana. You might have heard that the Episcopal Cathedral in New York City had a small fire in one of its crypts on Palm Sunday between services and had to figure out how to put all of their chairs and their soup kitchen on the yard while the fire department finished making sure everything was safe. There was a mosque that experienced a fire at basically the same time as Notre Dame. And of course, much closer to home, there have been home fires in the news. In fact, a house burned here in the city of Burnaby this weekend, or this week. And so, of course, thinking about fire on so many levels, right? The destructive, unwieldy power of it, as well as the sort of homey hearthness of it that we gather around to tell these lovely stories. And I've been thinking about that in relationship to the resurrection. Often, when we do this service, we light that fire near the back doors of a much more traditional church. We would have done it out on the front parking lot in previous years. And what happens is we light that lovely fire, and it goes up nicely, and then we light this nice, beautiful candle, and then we take it all inside, where the fire becomes contained in the flame of one candle. And that candle is the first candle we light for the rest of the Easter season. So every Sunday, that's where we begin from. The light of Christ is the first thing we light when we prepare our worship space. So there's something about that. We take it in and we bring it with us, but we also make it smaller, more containable. Because, of course, not that you can't go a little out of control with a candle. How many fires have started because of one candle? But it doesn't have that same kind of feeling, right? That feels much safer than what we had happening out here, doesn't it? And I think about that a lot. I was thinking about that a lot in terms of the story of the gospel and the way in which the story that is at the very heart of our faith, the thing that says this Jesus guy was unlike other prophets, this relationship that he was asking us to have with God was unlike what we had had before. There's a way in which we always want to make it safer and more contained. We want to make it about being nice people rather than people who upset the social order. But with the way that Jesus speaks, the way that Jesus lives, doesn't just say, be nice to the people who are nice to you. Go along with the way that the world works. He says quite dramatically, over and over again, that all of the social hierarchies that we know are not the way that God wants to organize the world. That the way who has power is not who God thinks should have power. That none of us have as much power as God does, no matter how well we think we've set ourselves up. And it's that radical expression of what it might mean for us to belong to God first and foremost that gets him killed. So then it seems as if the story ends. That's going to be all of it. Yet another example of someone who tries to proclaim a different way of living, a different way of being, destroyed by the powers of this world. The story of the resurrection is God saying, still in charge around here, still bigger than you, still more amazing than you can possibly imagine, still working the weaving of creation into something more beautiful and magnificent than you could possibly plan for. Even when you attempt to kill me, I still want to love you. I still want to be in relationship with you. That's the message that God gives us. And that message, rather like fire, is a bit unpredictable and a bit dangerous and edgy. Because where will it take us to believe we are loved that deeply? And not only to believe that God loves us that deeply, but that God loves everyone else that deeply. If we believe that sincerely, we cannot leave the power structures of this world alone. We follow Christ towards the cross in the sense of continuing to push against what the world tells us must be. And the thing about resurrection is we put it into a little tiny candle to remind ourselves of it. But it is as wild and unpredictable as that fire was in the bowl, as the fire raging through the roof of Notre Dame Cathedral is, fires that run through forests every summer, and as destructive and as dangerous as those things are, this community in particular might be able to point to a time in which fire destroyed and gave birth to new life. You are sitting in a space that exists only because a fire took out the space that was here before. And when those fires run through forests, we know that new life comes afterwards. In fact, we've learned that the forests so expect there to be those fires that when we prevent them to a certain degree, we actually harm the health of the forest. So my invitation to you this night is to allow the fire of resurrection to burn through your life, to take you to places that are dangerous and probably a little scary, but to invite you into new life that could not happen without the old life being burned away. Amen.